He pitched, as an alternative, a new world order centered around his United States.
I've come here today to offer the hand of American leadership and friendship to any nation in this assembly that is willing to join us in forging a safer, more prosperous world.
And his own self-proclaimed prowess as a global broker of peace.
I ended 7 wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries, and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal.
Mr. Trump said he was working relentlessly to stop the killing in Ukraine.
I thought that would be, of the 7 wars that I stopped, I thought that would be the easiest because of my relationship with President Putin, which had always been a good one.
And he had harsh words for some of the leaders sitting before him.
China and India are the primary funders of the ongoing war by continuing to purchase Russian oil. But inexcusably, even NATO countries have not cut off much Russian energy and Russian energy products.
Not even America's closest allies were spared a dressing down.
They can't be doing what they're doing. They're buying oil and gas from Russia while they're fighting Russia. It's embarrassing to them. And it was very embarrassing to them when I found out about it, I can tell you that.
A coup de grace, as President Trump brought a blunt and bitter type of statesmanship to the highest halls of diplomacy.
I'm sure they're thrilled to hear me speak about it, but that's the way it is. I like to speak my mind and speak the truth.